It's great to see all of you tonight. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm sure that you feel the same way that I do. It's refreshing to be able to come here tonight. I mentioned at the beginning of the Bible class that I taught in here, it just doesn't feel normal having not been able to worship on Sunday. It was for very good reason. We had to play things very, very safe and cancel services, but it just kind of makes the whole week feel a little different, a little odd, I guess I would say. And the word of the day Sunday, and for a few days after, has been safe. You need to stay safe. And all of the weather people and all of the news reporters, they were, after a while, they were beginning to sound like preachers and elders, because we've been telling people for years that you need to be safe. You need to make sure that you're okay. Don't put yourself in danger. Spiritually, of course, that's what we're talking about. The weather guys and the news reporters, they were talking about physical. We're talking about spiritually being safe. And there's only one way to do that. If there were dozens of different ways for you to be spiritually safe, I would tell all of them to you. But there's only one. In Acts chapter 2, these men and women who gathered on Pentecost, they heard Peter preach the gospel. And it came to a point in Peter's sermon where they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" You remember that famous question in Acts 2:37. Peter answers in response to that and says, "Repent and be baptized." So here were people who needed to be safe spiritually, and they're asking Peter, "What do we need to do?" And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins." Paul, another great New Testament preacher and missionary, he writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that all spiritual blessings are found in Christ. In Christ. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ. In Christ, you're safe. There's no danger there. It's just like staying home during a really bad snowstorm. In your house, you're safe. In Christ, you're definitely safe. Safer than any house in anywhere in the world could ever be. You're safe in Christ. And before we wrap up, you maybe know where I'm going next. Galatians 3:27 lets us know that as many as have been baptized into Christ are now in Christ. So the word for the day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, was safe. And that's still the word for the day. Safe. Safe. We want you and your family to be safe, not just physically. We certainly care about your physical safety, but even more than that physical safety, we want you to be safe spiritually. And tonight, if you need to put Christ on in baptism, we are more than ready to help you with that. If you have already put Christ on in baptism, that's great. Now, you need to make sure, though, that you stay there. Getting in Christ is part of the plan. Staying in Christ is the other part of the plan. Make sure that you are staying there. Tonight, if we can help you with that, it would be an honor for us to do so. It's a duty for us, too. It's something that God tells us to do. He tells us to be there for you as you struggle, as you need prayers. And we do that in a most loving way, with no judgment at all. We know that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So if you need to repent of sin tonight, that doesn't make you any worse than us. It doesn't make us any better than you. We're all the same. If we can help you tonight be safe spiritually, let us know how. While we stand and sing, won't you come, please?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road Congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.